Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. Here's Andy Burcham.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Equestrian. The Tigers capped off the Southeastern Conference Championships in College Station, Texas, with a 13-6 win against Texas A&M in the championship match, Auburn's sixth straight SEC championship. And it comes in Coach Braswell's first season as the Tigers head coach. Well, you've had a couple days now to look back on a championship in College Station. What comes to mind now? And congratulations on an SEC title.
Thank you. Yeah, what a weekend. I couldn't be more proud of this team. You know, they worked so hard. They've worked so hard all year and through the ups and the downs and kept pushing forward and were committed to being their best when it mattered. And they were awesome all weekend. And it came from all parts of the team. We played Georgia on Friday, a tough opponent that we played pretty evenly all year. And we were tied at the half and knew it would be tight. And then the horsemanship squad went out there and went 5-0, which was a huge momentum shift for us. And then against Texas A&M on Saturday, we went out there and flat and went 5-0 to get things started. And I think that really, you know, foot on the gas got us going through the rest of the meet. So proud of these guys. And it was a great weekend.
It started, Coach, with the win against Georgia. That's an arch rival when it comes to equestrian. What did it mean? What kind of momentum then did you take into the championship match after that win against Georgia?
Yeah, it was a big one. You know, sometimes I think that the first day is maybe even tougher than the second day because you can't win a championship if you don't play for a championship. So you've got to get through that first day, a little bit of nerves. We had a couple hiccups. We could have been a little better Friday, but we did enough. And I think that they realized, you know, okay, now we're here. We got to the championship round and we've got nothing to lose. Let's go put our best foot forward. And they really did that. So getting through that Georgia meet and beating a really good team, I think, helped with confidence and momentum. And then they were excellent on Saturday.
What was it like knowing that even after that win against Georgia, and you knew when you went to bed on Friday night that you would be playing A&M for the championship at A&M? And that's a very, very tough place to play in any sport, including equestrian. And oh, by the way, it comes with an SEC championship on the line.
Yeah, you know, it's always it. The championship is as neutral as you can get because you're on neutral horses. But absolutely, it was at A&M's place. So they had the little advantage there. I will say the Auburn people are awesome. Our parents, our fans, some Auburn baseball fans came out to support, which was great. So we could hear it from the crowd, which I think is huge for our team. They feed off of that. So our fans did a really great job of making it feel a little bit more like home. And our riders just, they went in there with a goal in mind. I don't think they let the environment affect them. And they were definitely their best on the most important day.
All right. You've been through this before as a competitor. You've been through this before as the assistant coach. What did it mean in your first year as the head coach to go through this and come out with an SEC championship?
It meant a lot. You know, it was a relief, I think, more than anything. And it was funny. So both Coach Searles and Coach Kurtz, they came through the program and they're in their first and second year of coaching. And I joked with them a little bit. I'm like, is it tougher as a coach or as a student athlete? They're like, oh man, as a coach, because you know, you're worried about the whole picture, not just yourself and not just what you have to go do, but what the whole team does. And to be able to do it for, you know, for Coach Williams and his first year as head coach emeritus and just continuing the legacy and continuing the streak, it was a big one. And I'm proud that we were able to do it and couldn't be more proud of this team.
All right. There is still work to be done now for this Auburn squad as you get ready to head to Ocala, Florida and the NCEA Nationals. Just talk about that time before you ship horses down and get ready to go to Nationals at this point.
Yeah, it'll be, so we took Sunday and Monday off, which I think was great, just a reset. We'll get back at it today. The seedings for the national championship will get released this evening, so we'll know who we're playing and when we're playing. So then we'll get started with making sure we've got patterns down and all those things. So while SECs was great and all and winning a championship, we've got more to do still. And I think that this team knows that. They lifted this morning and they were right back at it and eager and ready to go and keep pushing for Ocala. So it'll be, we leave a couple weeks, actually 2 weeks from today, I think the team leaves. So we've got a couple weeks to keep pushing and to get a little bit better and ready to take on Ocala.
If you would, Coach, talk about the progression of this squad this season, because there've been a couple bumps in the road throughout this regular season. And what does it mean to be playing at your best in the championship part of the season now?
Yeah. You know, this team has grinded. There's been some tough moments, but they've believed in each other, which I think is huge. And this team has plenty of talent. And that is the thing that we keep talking about, is they're definitely good enough. It's just about it, putting it all together on the same day and at the right time and those things. And I think that they've kept the belief in each other. Coach Charles and Coach Kurtz have continued to help them progress in practice and put them in a position where they're as prepared as they can be. And then it just comes down into believing that you can do it and to having each other's back and the way they support each other. I think that knowing at the end of the day, they're good enough and that it's going to come has been big for them. And it happened for them last weekend.
Thank you for the visit again. Congratulations on a championship. When we talk again in a couple weeks, we'll be previewing Nationals. Coach, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Tigers head coach Jessica Braswell on This Week at Auburn Equestrian.